And my guest, I'd like to welcome back to the show, Councillor Claire Paul from Somerset County Council. Claire, hello.
Hi, morning.
Hey, listen, about a month ago, we did our first interview about dry January, and it was your fault, actually, whilst I got dragged into this, because I didn't really think about doing it until we spoke, and now I've gone into it. How are you getting on, first of all?
Well, you know, first of all, well done you. And I'm glad I inspired you to take up the challenge. Or just did I actually just kind of entrap you into it? I don't know.
Wow, yeah. Entrapment by a councillor. Brilliant. I love it.
I know. It's going, look, you know, we're sort of well in 2 weeks in, aren't we? And just over. Yeah, it's going really well.
So for those that are kind of, you know, aware of Dry January, but not so 100% clued up on what's going on with it, just fill us in on why it's important to do something like Dry January.
Well, Dry January is an initiative that's really designed to give us an opportunity and some support to just have a think about our alcohol drinking habits and maybe just give them a little bit of a reset, you know, check, as they say.
Have you found at bizarre times of the day you're doing things that you wouldn't normally do?
Yeah, I think because obviously the situation that we all find ourselves in has, it's brought about all sorts of oddities, hasn't it? Things that we wouldn't normally do. And yeah, I mean, breakfast, let's take that one for example. What time is breakfast nowadays? Homeschooling, it's all gone to pot.
Oh, homeschooling, don't mention the HS words for God's sake.
Yeah, how's that Dry January going for you now?
Yeah, well, I tell you what, right, when obviously the lockdown and everything was announced, I put a little message on my own Facebook page, you know, saying something quite short. I chose the wrong month to choose Dry January when you think about what's going on in the world.
Yeah. And there was a lot of very comical posts, wasn't there, on that announcement of, you know, 8:05 on that very evening, Dry January came to a halt. But no, you know, come on. We can do this. And my message is, you know, kind of don't be so keen to tell yourself off. If you have had a little bit of a slip up, or if you've set yourself a target, but then you kind of didn't hit it, so what? Never mind. Just, you know, have another go, because any attempt is a good attempt. And as they say, it's the taking part that counts. So keep going.
Right, Claire, at this point, I want to introduce you to Dawn Booth, who is the area manager of Slimming World in and around Taunton area. Dawn, meet Claire. Claire, meet Dawn.
Good morning, Claire.
Cool. Hello, Dawn. Don't some of us need you?
Yeah, I'm going to say that there is a time when weight does seem to be piling on, but I think your cause with the Dry January is absolutely fabulous, because alcohol has a way of controlling us and controlling our appetite.
Yeah, see, you'll be able to tell me from your sort of professional opinion, but do you sometimes, there's key things associated with food when you really want to have an alcoholic drink, if that's your usual preference. So for me, prepping the meals of an evening, I'm like, right, where's the beer? But, you know, of course, I've turned to bitter lemon or whatever else I've chosen for that evening's. So it's the association sometimes, isn't it?
I think you're right with food. Food is an association. But in today's society with lockdown and the pandemic, I think stress is an association. I think the minute we get through homeschooling, I've got the joy of not having young children now. But I think we turn to alcohol as a relaxant.
I think it's the time as well that's crept in. It certainly did for me. Normally, I would have been racing around on the school pickup run, you know, doing the usual things that we all do. And then I'd have perhaps had an evening meeting that I would have to drive to. Whereas last year, predominantly, you kind of got to 5:00 and you didn't have that extra, you know, thing after school to be racing to. And even if you did have an evening meeting, you weren't having to drive to it. And I kind of got to 5:00 and thought, oh, I have a glass of white now.
Oh, yes. I think we've all definitely been there. Can I ask you, Claire, what have you been replacing with?
Well, I've been coming up with some funky mocktails and all sorts of things. But I guess Dawn would tell me off and try and encourage us to, you know, think about that as well, because if you're swapping one thing, alcohol calories, for things like the squashes, apple juices, pineapple juices, all with mixers. I said bitter lemon earlier. You know, you're swapping all of these things out, but actually we need to just drink a whole bunch of water and keep drinking a whole bunch of water. So I'm trying to do a bit of a balance of both. I'm trying to have a bit of fun kidding myself that an alcohol-free gin is a good G&T, and trying to kind of make up these mocktails. But actually, it does wear thin, and I just stick to the water then.
Do you know what, Claire? I think you've hit it on the head there, that giving up the alcohol. I mean, if you're giving up alcohol for the sake that you want to get rid of alcohol, that's absolutely fabulous. But if you want it to be part of your weight loss journey as well, you were bang on it with replacing it with sugary drinks and things like that isn't going to do it. So it is finding the alternative that satisfies you. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say, because it's actually a brand, but I found a non-alcoholic beer that is very, very low in calories. And I just throw some lime in it. I still feel like I'm having a drink.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's kidding your brain into the fact that you're having a drink. But I've got a story on that front.
Go on then.
Well, I have had some banging headaches, which actually kind of are a bit of a knock in the, aren't they? It kind of takes the wind out of you, because you think, yeah, actually, if I'm going to have a headache, I kind of want that from an alcohol-induced one, and then I've only got myself to blame. But, I've had some, certainly in the early stages, I've had some wicked headaches, but who knows? There we go.
Claire, I think if you're okay with it and you would like to do it, and Dawn, same for you, I think we should get Claire in on the WhatsApp group that we do. Claire, this is brilliant, because there's a group of us on this WhatsApp group, and it really, really helps. We're sharing ideas and chatting about stuff as well. If you fancy it, we'll invite you.
Oh, yes, please.
Excellent. Okay, well, look, Claire, I'm glad that you're still hanging on in there. We're halfway through now, so can we talk again towards the end of January?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. Is there any chance I can quickly just kind of like whip in about, you know, where people can search for help if they need to?
Hell yeah, fire away.
So there's all sorts of support out there if you literally fancy just looking it up. If you search, do an online search for Dry January, you'll find everything that you need there.
Lovely. Short, simple and sweet. Thank you very much, Claire, and good luck with the rest of it. And thank you, Dawn, for being there for that one.
Thank you.
Excellent. Right, okay, Claire, we'll speak again towards the end of the month.
Thanks ever so much. Nice to meet you, Dawn.
And you.